Kodiak Senator Gary Stevens has once again formed a bipartisan coalition to run the Alaska Senate. Like the last 2 years, it includes all 10 Senate Democrats and 6 of the 10 Senate Republicans. What is different this year is who makes up the leadership. Last year, the majority leader was Democrat Johnny Ellis, but he has been moved to rules chair, while Republican Kevin Meyer was made majority leader.
Well, I guess it's all deal making. I mean, I think that Kevin is, you know, he's done a great job. He was in the House for I think about 8 years and was co-chair of finance in the House and from Anchorage. So, you know, I think it's a good organization. Kevin will do an excellent job. He's the person I've known for all 10 years since I've been in the legislature. And I'm glad he's going to be with us on this one.
Stevens says appointing a Republican to the number two position was not a requirement for his fellow Republicans to help form the coalition, and that it wasn't a deal breaker for the Democrats. He said it appears to him that all 16 members are satisfied with the leadership's makeup.
Yes, I think everyone is happy. I mean, everyone, at least the 16 who have formed the coalition, are quite happy. And, you know, we've got lots of jobs for everybody. In fact, it was always been my intention, as we did last year, 2 years ago, is to make sure that even those members in the minority receive committee assignments and are fully involved and taken care of when it comes to capital projects. So no one's going to be left out.
On election night, newly elected Senator Kathy Geisel, a Republican from Anchorage who replaced the retired Con Bundy, said she wanted a pure Republican majority in the Senate and wound up not joining the two-party coalition.
She's a nice lady, a fine person, and would like to have had her in the caucus, but there are some problems if you bring all 20 in. There are some difficulties in getting legislation passed. Frankly, at 16-4, it works fairly smoothly.
The Senate leadership has Stevens as president, Meyer as majority leader, Ellis as rules chair, Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, and Bert Stedman, a Republican from Sitka, as co-chairs of the Finance Committee. The legislative session kicks off on January 18th.